This is the Aspen Public Radio newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett, here with your top stories this Thursday. Former Glenwood Springs Mayor Jonathan Godis will run for Garfield County Commissioner. That's according to a press release from the Garfield County Democrats. Godis has also served on the Glenwood Springs City Council and on the Board of RAFTA. His campaign focuses on strengthening local infrastructure, promoting housing affordability, and protecting the region's quality of life. The Picken County Sheriff's Office helped a woman recover a portion of her retirement savings after she sent it to a fraudster. Aspen Daily News reporter Lucy Peterson reports it's one of several fraud reports the Sheriff's Office has seen in the last several years.
The Picken County Sheriff's Office worked with the local woman's banks and other local law enforcement to recover some of the money she gave away to an investment fraud scheme. The woman was schemed into transferring money into a retirement investment account. But it's not common to recover money in fraud schemes, and the sheriff's office has seen a significant increase in fraud reports over the last 5 years. The schemes can sometimes involve fraudsters impersonating local law enforcement officers. The sheriff's office recommends calling their office or going in person if they are unsure whether someone is trying to scam them. Lucy Peterson, Aspen Public Radio News.
In arts and culture news, the Aspen Music Festival and School is celebrating the United States' 250th anniversary this summer. Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz reports its 2026 theme coincides with that celebration.
The Aspen Music Festival and School's theme will be For All. It's a tribute to the last two words of the Pledge of Allegiance and a celebration of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the birth of the nation. Aspen Music Festival and School President Alan Fletcher.
This summer, we are having what we call an American season, and being, to our mind as we plan the season, one of the beautiful, grandest of all aspirations is that there would be liberty and justice for all.
Program art will showcase a print of an American flag by American artist Jasper Johns. The festival also aims to premiere a new American symphony annually in Aspen. It'll begin with Matthew O'Coin this summer. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
The Music Festival and School summer season begins on July 1st. Presale tickets will be up for grabs on April 6th, and public ticket sales will begin on April 14th. In statewide news, Colorado Democrats are pushing back on Governor Jared Polis and any idea of commuting the sentence of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. Polis mused on social media about the prison sentence of Peters being unduly harsh. Congressman Jason Crow was among those to publicly chastise the comments.
I think it would be a big mistake to provide leniency to Tina Peters, who has shown herself not only intentionally violated the law, but a complete lack of contrition.
Peters was sentenced to nearly 9 years in prison for permitting unauthorized access to county voting equipment. Polis has been hinting at reducing her sentence for months. Colorado is seeing a clear uptick in the number of people being hospitalized with the respiratory virus RSV. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Last week, the state reported about 300 patients in the hospital with RSV. That's the most since a year ago, and more people than are now hospitalized with flu and COVID-19 combined. Most of those now in the hospitals are children, according to the state health department. The rate of tests coming back positive is in double digits, and RSV is showing up in wastewater of most utilities monitoring for it. The state health department recommends prevention through vaccines or antibody treatments, especially for infants, high-risk young children, older adults, and those who are pregnant. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And in regional news, a Senate committee has advanced President Trump's pick to lead the Bureau of Land Management. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Bertzbach has more.
Committee will come to order.
After months of intense public debate about former Republican New Mexico Congressman Steve Pierce, senators in the Natural Resources Committee cast their votes.
Mr. Lee.
Aye.
Mr. Barrasso. Aye.
Republicans voted in favor, while Democrats.
Mr. Heinrich.
No.
Mr. Hickenlooper.
No by proxy.
The yeas had it, 11-9. Pierce's supporters also include energy and ranching groups, who say his experience with mining and grazing will help him manage the 245 million surface and 700 mineral acres under the BLM. But he's faced intense scrutiny from environmental groups, who point to his previous support for selling off public lands. In a hearing last week, Pierce indicated he wouldn't be in favor of such sales. He'll next face a full vote in the Senate in the coming weeks. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
Public comment ended this week on the federal playbook to manage the dwindling Colorado River if states fail to reach their own deal. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports, leaders in both the upper and lower basin states are not happy with the options.
Colorado's water negotiator says the Interior Department's proposals aren't enough to protect Lake Powell and Lake Mead, the two reservoirs holding water for millions of Americans. Colorado also says the federal government lacks the legal standing to carry out the playbook. Some proposals range from creating new incentives for states to save water to scaling back releases in response to drought conditions. Downriver in Arizona, negotiators are also blasting the proposals. They say the changes would lead to severe water shortages in their state and threaten the economy. The seven states that depend on the river have repeatedly failed to reach a deal on how to share it. The Interior Department says it will announce which option it prefers sometime this spring. Scott Franz, KUNC.
Storms in Colorado's high country last month did not dramatically improve what's still on track to be a record low snowpack season in the Rockies. Colorado started March with just 62% of its normal snowpack. Here's KUNC Scott Franz again.
Things are so dry, some Front Range residents started watering their lawns during a February with almost zero moisture. Fort Collins has seen 43 days above 60 degrees this winter, more than doubling the previous record. And ranchers in northwest Colorado are posting pictures of dry fields and antique tractors usually buried in snow. Russ Schumacher is the state's climatologist.
The deficits are really big at this point, so I think, you know, low stream flow is a pretty safe bet for this spring and summer.
Schumacher told the state's Water Conservation Board last week that the long-term forecast isn't good. There's no signal of a snowfall miracle in March. Some water suppliers in the Colorado River Basin are already warning of looming water restrictions and other drought response measures. Scott Franz, KUNC.
Federal protections for the greater sage grouse are back in the courts. A coalition of conservation groups is challenging the Trump administration's rollback of habitat safeguards across nine states, including Colorado. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
The lawsuit argues the administration weakened land management plans affecting roughly 71 million acres of sage grouse habitat. The group says the changes opened that land to more oil and gas drilling and development. Eric Mulvar is a biologist and executive director of the Western Watersheds Project. He says the impact could be severe.
By removing the protections for the habitat, the agency immediately puts the bird at a much higher risk for extinction across the range.
Mulvar notes these changes come at a time when the birds are already facing drought, wildfires, and other climate-related threats. Federal agencies named in the suit have not yet filed a response. The case is expected to unfold in the months ahead. Mulvar says in the meantime, millions of acres of sage-grouse habitat are unprotected. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, Sage Smiley, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.